dish. So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
Oh, very good choice, Tim.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have you read any of the Harry Potter books before? Or is this your first time? I know you're starting on number 5.
Well, you know, I have a crush on a girl who likes Harry Potter.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
I wanted to get this was the only book you guys had.
Yeah, the other ones are checked out. It's a very popular series.
Okay.
It's a really popular series. Who's the girl you got a crush on?
You know Nancy?
Oh, yeah, Nancy, yeah.
Her mom.
Okay.
Yeah, she really likes Harry
Potter. Her mom really likes Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Now, Nancy's your age. You could try to date her.
Okay, yeah, or I could.
I don't mean to be giving you romantic advice or anything. I know I'm just a librarian,
but... No,
it's
just, you know, why go to the egg when you got the chicken?
Okay. That's an interesting philosophy I've never heard before, but... You know, I'm not going to judge you. You know,
you've seen Nancy's mom, right?
I've seen Nancy's mom. I've met her before, yeah.
Miss Librarian, it seems like you're judging him.
No, no judgment. Well, actually, no, I'm lying. I was judging him a little bit.
Okay. Well, I know jealousy when I see it. I'm sorry I'm not attracted to you.
Hater.
Okay, guys.
Hater.
I'm just looking up for my book. You're a hater.
Okay, I think your book, the book that you need to leave a book before you can check out another book, Rochelle.
Is that the system?
I gave you a book. Did you not get my book? I came door to door, give you the book. It was a little half Bible.
Yeah, I did get that, but I mean the books that you've checked out. You keep checking books out of the library and you're not returning them.
The pastor of church says there's actually only one real book.
Okay. We're not going to talk about the Bible in here, okay?
We're reading these to make sure they're full of shit.
Which?
And they are.
We know all these books are fake and stupid.
Books aren't fake, you two. Okay, and I get it. You know, you're raised in a church.
You called us you two?
You're calling us that devil band?
No, it's
I'm
you
not
two.
Bald.
And
I'm not edge.
Not, yeah. And I'm not the main one.
The difference between these two girls and you two is I wish I had their numbers on my phone.
Okay.
These girls won't give me better numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how you two put that album on the iPhone?
Yeah, Songs of Innocence.
So
yeah,
cool.
I know that album. It's on my phone, actually.
Can you just give me Harry Potter number 5 so I can read it and try to bone Nancy's mom?
Okay, yeah.
Do you have any books on shapes?
Drawing
shapes.
Oh, yes,
preferably
figure
shapes that are one line and then they have another line going across them, sort of near the top. Oh, somebody is interested in hearing the gospel.
No, again, you guys can't preach in here, okay? I'm so sorry, but you can't preach in here. This is a school. Please, when did you install that organ and bring this drum set in here?
Excuse me, library.
Uh-huh.
Are you feeling hollow inside?
Shh. No.
Do you want to feel fully full?
Put money in this basket.
We're passing around the tithe.
You can't ask kids to tithe in the library, you two.
Okay. We'll leave. Right. Sorry.
We're leaving. Goodbye. Cling, cling.
Okay, I'm very sorry. Here is the book. It's due in 2 weeks.
Nah.
Excuse me?
I'm not bringing it back in that time. It's a big book.
It is a big book.
Speaking of due in 2 weeks, what's going on with you?
Okay. I am not pregnant.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Yeah. I really thought you were.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, you didn't. You kids. Every kid.
Where are the magazines?
Oh, they're in the back behind the nonfiction books.
Do you have any harder ones?
Harder magazines?
Yeah, I keep
ripping
them.
Yeah, like filth.
No, we don't keep pornography in the school library.
Why not?
Because you're a 14 and 15-year-old.
Coach told me. Coach told me to come learn about it. He said he was tired of asking him.
Why don't you keep porn here? Because we have to keep going down to the well that's in the middle of the woods. And one of us fell in the well. Mm-hmm.
You probably can't tell which one.
That's definitely you, Robert.
Why? Because I'm all black and blue?
You're covered in mud and bruises.
Well, yeah, joke's on you. It was me. I fell in. I got washed clean, and he slipped down the hill on the way here.
Wow. Okay.
So egg fuck off, face. Librarian.
Okay, guys. Stupid.
Are you pregnant?
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
I'm really sorry, too. I thought it immediately.
No, I'm not pregnant. I'm fat.
Oh. That's okay. That's fine.
Yeah,
we
and
thought
I'm
you were pregnant.
I'm not ashamed of it, okay? I'm 25 pounds overweight, and I'm dealing with it. I'm on a diet. I'm exercising more. And
good. I'm glad you're trying to change.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're fine.
Yeah, you should change. You need to change.
All the kids talk about
I don't need
it.
You to tell me I need to change. I'm changing on
all
my own
the
for myself.
All the kids talk about how fat the lady
is. Hey, you hooking up with Nancy's mom yet?
Soon.
What's it looking like? Did you say anything to her when you went to dinner at her house the other night?
Yeah, I said nice spaghetti.
She does have nice spaghetti.
God, her spaghetti's so good.
And I was also like, hey, I'm sorry your husband died.
Oh,
are
that's
you though?
Way to be there for
don't
her.
Lie to her.
I mean, it's not like a lie. Like, it sucks that he died, but for me, it's good.
Well, he fell for our trap.
Fell for a trip.
Talk about a guy who fell.
Wait,
well.
I'm sorry.
We killed him.
Did you guys have
well.
Something to do with Nancy's father's death?
Three years ago, we suggested he learn him to become a firefighter.
It's a long game. It was a long game, my life.
He became a great firefighter.
How exactly did that happen? You told him.
Well, you go to a whole thing. They train you. You have to take fire science classes at community college, usually.
You tricked
well, you
him into doing
he failed fire science three times.
You have to plant a seed.
Plant the seed.
So, like Inception?
We incepted his ass.
Yes, we incepted his ass. We went.
So he couldn't pass
deep.
Fire science, so then we hacked into the system and we aced it for him.
We passed him. We fucking passed him.
And then the first fire that came up, he couldn't figure out the science of it. He burned to death. Classic. He tried
classic.
To put the fire out with more fire.
Yep.
Classic.
It was classic.
Hey, this is librarian confidentiality. You can't tell anyone about this.
Yeah, librarian reader privilege.
You guys have me there.
We trust
I know
you.
That I can't tell. I can't say anything that happens in this library.
But we can talk about you, right?
And if you say outside of the library, we get to shush you. And that's how it works.
Yeah.
It's obviously
you know what,
how it works.
Kids? I'm just going to go into my office, okay? You guys can just...
Wait. Do you like my new tattoo? Look.
Look familiar?
Don't go yet.
Look familiar?
Look like looking into a mirror?
Oh, come
that's
on.
That's right.
That's a booger.
Funhouse mirror?
It's a booger.
Okay,
that's
you
right. He didn't get a new tattoo. He picked a booger and put it on his arm, and we said it was you.
And you fell
classic.
For it.
That's
classic.
That's not nice, guys. I don't
boogie.
Look like a booger.
Why do you eat so many pickles?
Yeah, are you obsessed with pickles? Do you want to marry pickles?
You look. You honestly, you look like you're turning into a pickle.
I'm
if
not
you
turning
marry
into
pickles,
a pickle.
I am I'm ordained at the Faith Bible Church.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't want to marry pickles. I said, oh, really, in a way that sounded like
why
I was interested.
Why do you have this big jar on your desk?
Because I'm getting rid of the pickles so I can keep changing it.
No.
Yes.
No.
You can
wait,
just dump them in
wait,
the
what
a bunch of change. And the only place you could keep it was the full pickle jar.
Well, I can't keep this shoebox so much longer. So I'm eating all the pickles as quickly as possible so I can put my change in the big drawer.
I've never seen so many books that are so stained with pickles.
Well, I use the books to dehydrate my pickles. I put them in there and I close them and I put pressure on them and then they turn into little pickle chips.
I hate to tell you this, but you're sick. You're sick. You got the pickle trickle.
Excuse
look
me.
At,
you definitely
look at.
Have pickle trickle.
I have the pickle trickle.
You got pickle trickle.
What is that?
Right
what
look
does
at
that
when
mean?
You walk. Look at when you
what
walk.
Is,
look at behind you.
Mean?
Have you ever heard of a snail trail?
Yeah.
You have pickle trickle.
You got pickle trickle.
When you walk, pickle just comes out of your heels or your shoes.
You're fully brined. You're fully brined.
You're like a big human snail.
I almost
librarian.
Can't look at you because my great aunt died of pickle trickle. It's so sad to see.
I don't
it.
Have pickle so, trickle.
Well,
pickle
hey,
trickle.
You
do, but
you
yes,
better
you
take
do.
It serious. My dad passed away in a cucumber slumber. You better take this seriously.
Do not joke around.
I'm not joking around about this. Okay, I don't think I have it. I've been to a doctor. They didn't say I had pickle trickle. So
well,
they didn't. Maybe they didn't test for
what
it.
What kind of doctor did you see? Orthopedist.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, should my orthopedist have known?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think pickle trickle.
Maybe you don't have pickle trickle.
Yeah,
Maybe you got pepper stepper.
You could have pepper stepper.
There's something weird about a bunch of hot peppers.
You guys need to not make fun of pepper stepper.
Well, here's what.
No. Hey, do not make fun of people with pepper stepper.
Okay, you're shaking around. It looks like you're gherkin jerking. You're shaking like a motherfucker. Listen, maybe you don't have pickle trigger. Maybe you got
my little brother.
Oh, you also have warts
that look like pickle bumps.
You got pickle warts. What'd your brother die of? Pickle trickle.
My little brother.
Pepper stepper.
He got pepper stepper, and he's paralyzed from the waist down.
Is he bread dead?
Oh my god.
Is he bread dead?
He's not bread dead yet, but he's.
I heard they ate your little brother on Hot Ones, and Shia LaBeouf spit him out. Is that true?
Yes, it's true.
I'm sorry, Miss Librarian. We've obviously struck a chord.
No, it's fine.
They ate your little brother.
I can't believe we're doing this to her when she's already got pickle trickle. We're monsters.
We called her fat. It was bad.
We're monsters.
No, we're monsters.
No,
you're just an easy target.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind.
You're
that's
quiet.
What happens when you're kind. People treat you like trash.
You're
that's
in
what
a
happens.
Long jean dress.
I mean, you might as well wear a target on your face.
Go get your pickle trickle tested out.
I'm going to go to the doctor. I do have a doctor's appointment later this week. I'll ask him about pickle trickle, but I don't think I have pickle trickle.
What do you think you have?
Because we know you're sick.
We'll wait.
We know you're sick.
We know you're sick. What do you think you have? We'll wait.
I think I have rice lice.
Oh, my God.
Hey, two words. You wish.
You wish it's so easy.
Rice lice, all you need is a little hot shampoo in there.
Yeah,
boil that
nothing.
Right out.
No, I tried the hot shampoo, but the rice lice got really big.
It's because it's not rice lice, it's pickle trickle.
Tell us the truth. Do you have Brussels gout?
Do you have Brussels gout?
No, I don't have Brussels grout.
Gout.
Gout.
Brussels gout.
God, with those hearing problems, sounds like you got cauliflower ear.
Okay. I do have cauliflower.
Were you a wrestler?
I had a very.
Is that why that mat's back there by your desk?
Yeah, it looks like a little ring, actually.
Show us how you wrestle.
I do train in Krav Maga.
Israeli martial arts.
Yes, yeah.
Wait, Krav Maga's not a fish?
No.
Because I ordered Krav Maga the other night at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I got my ass beat.
Well,
I was still hungry.
Kicked. That's why I didn't get it.
It's tough. Israeli food's hard.
Yeah, it is tough.
You ordered the wrong thing, they kick your damn ass.
Pickle trickle.
Okay.
You know, guys.
All right, if you're not going to show us how you wrestle, we're getting out of here.
Yeah, no, I think you all should probably get back to class, okay? You've all been in here for more time than you have, so you should all probably go back to class. I'm sure you all have a lot of homework. You have things that you need to do. You don't need to be in here making
fun of me.
Do you
have the book letters?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the book letters?
The book letters?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what that book is.
It's all the letters that George Washington wrote to his son.
Is that real?
Yes.
I've never heard of it, but maybe
it's
I'll put
letters.
I obviously know many books, and I'm not making them up.
Okay, well, I'll put it in the system. We'll order a copy.
Order
we'll
letters.
We'll have letters in a couple of weeks.
Jeez, it's like you got fries.
Do you guys want him to order anything? Real books?
Her.
Oh, real books?
Yeah, her.
Yeah, can you get me one copy of Printed?
Yeah, Printed.
It's a book. And it's on paper. It's been printed on paper.
Yeah, I'll look for it in the system. I'll order it, and it'll be in a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks.
Return letters.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to read return letters.
That's a book?
Yeah. It's the letters that George Washington's son wrote back to his dad.
Well, you know, I'll put it in the system. We'll order a copy. We'll have it up a couple of weeks.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
That sounds like it's going to be really hard for you. Thank you so much.
Do you have a Lost on the River?
Lost on the... No, we don't.
It was
have
the
lost
return
the
letters that George Washington was sending back to his son while he was crossing what I think was the Potomac.
Hmm.
We don't have it, but I'll put it in the system.
Okay, one more question. Do you have pickle trickle?
Oh, yeah, do you?
It's a book about
Did you
disease.
Find that you were getting a lot more food diseases because you started using the Chewy decibel system? And you have to be honest.
You have to. We're your favorite students.
Since we started using the Chewy decibel system, I feel like a lot of people have come in talking about food diseases.
You don't think they actually exist?
No, I'm a truther when it comes to food diseases. Wow.
So you haven't been over there in that section because it does smell like Indian food. The nonfiction section.
That's all books. We all know what it is. It's all books about non, but none of them are true. They're all fiction.
I've never been in that. I don't go in that section.
They're narrative stories about non.
Now, you know what, guys? I think you should all head back to class, okay? I think
we don't go here. We're adults.
Wait.
Thanks for the free lunch.
You were all just... Wait, did you eat my pickles?
For the free fucking lunch.
Did you guys just eat my pickles?
Yeah, we dress up like kids and we come here and we eat lunch every day.
And thanks for the free entertainment.
Thanks for the free entertainment and the free lunch.
We dinner and have... show for free.
Okay.
You don't have pickle trickle. We've been fucking with you.
We've been fucking with you.
Are you kidding me? Okay. We're fucking with you. You'd
I can't
be dead
you
so
believe
fast.
You believed that. I'm going to give you a carrot demerit.
Got him. Got him. Her. Got her.
Are you pregnant, sir?
No, I'm not pregnant.
All right, but seriously, don't blow our cover. We come here every day and we eat lunch.
I can't.
Don't tell the librarians.
The librarian customer confidentiality
Wednesday.
Thing
yes,
is real.
You can't tell
I
know
them.
You only
I can't
work Wednesdays. There's a different librarian here every day of the week. Yeah. Do not tell them. No. We plan to run this exact same thing tomorrow.
But he still has a crush on Nancy's mom.
That's right.
Actually, it's Nancy's grandma.
Yes.
It well, aged up, mom. Too. He got older and his crush
got older.
When
I got older, who I got a crush on got older.
Okay, well, it's not weird, actually, so I think that's fine. You can
so
go
now I need to check out Witches of Eastwick.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what her grandma likes.
Well, here you go, and have a great
her
day.
Her mom so. Liked Harry Potter. Her she grandma likes Witches of Eastwick.
What is,
get it?
What is Nancy
everything's
like?
Getting older by one generation.
What books does Nancy like?
Well, it would be one younger than Harry Potter, and it would be about some sort of witchcraft.
Yep.
Let's work together on this one.
We'll wait.
Twilight.
Twilight.
No witches.
That's
but
about the same age as Harry Potter.
Okay.
I don't know.
What about
the
Witches
one?
Of Waverly Place?
Divergent.
The Disney show.
Divergent.
Yeah, maybe Divergent.
YA.
What's like the newest Maleficent. YA right now?
Maleficent.
Maleficent. Is it
Maleficent? Nancy likes Maleficent.
Or is it Miss Elephant? Miss Elephant.
It's Miss Elephant.
Those books are easily confused, but they're very different.
Miss Elephant is okay. An unbelievable book.
Okay, I think you all need to get the hell out of here.
Don't say a fucking word, lady. We're coming here every day and we're eating lunch.
Okay, fine. Well, get out of here and
thanks for the show.
Don't let the door hit you where the...
Where what?
I'm not going to say it because it...
Where the sun split me?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Fucking rude.
Goodbye.
We're never coming back with this kind of customer service.
Don't go in there. Don't rent a book out from here.
Hey, everybody. Hey, students. If you want someone to be rude to you, this is where it's going to happen.
Yes.
This library is racist.
We're filming it. We're filming it.
I hope you like World Star.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. Gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Kevin. I'm the producer for the Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traylor for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.